Yeah, I feel like that had to have been a really important part of the psychology in expanding Neiman Marcus to really be national. But I think during your time there, didn't that you helped open quite a few stores, right?
Yeah, I actually opened over 50% of the Neiman Marcus stores, when I was there in my 25-year history there, and worked on pretty much major projects in every store. So I knew the stores very well, very well.
Yeah, and I can only imagine that that reputation that like you can trust Neiman's was part of what helped make it successful as a brand. I'm wondering, since you were part of opening so many stores, if you could share a little bit about what the experience was like, kind of translating the Neiman Marcus brand to so many different spaces, especially since, you know, we're both in the DFW area. The identity of Neiman's here is pretty settled, but maybe in, you know, Short Hills, New Jersey, it's a little bit different.
Yeah. Well, the first thing we did when we went into a market is we used the art collection. And the art collection was one of the first ways we would ingratiate ourselves into the community. So we didn't come in with, you know, guns blaring, going, Neiman Marcus is here, the big boys are in town. We kind of came in very humble and said, you know what, we want to celebrate your talent in the community. And so Julie and I would, the longest we worked on the collection was probably a year and a half prior to store opening. Normally, we'd spend a good year. And so Julie would do all the research, about the artists, and we would work with what we called regional or local artists, you know, if not definitely local, state, within the state. So the first thing we would do is put together an art collection and celebrate the artists and talent. And you know, we would get great press on that too. So right off the bat, people saw that we were actually spending money in the community. We weren't just coming to suck money out of the community, that we were there to invest in the community, if you will. So that was the art was the first thing. Then, you know, our stores, even though there was a definite DNA to the design of the stores, finishes, certain materials, in a very subtle way, not in a kind of a stupid, obvious way. But a little bit more of a subtle way, we would incorporate into the designer store, the building outside. Like when we went to Austin, you know, it was, you know, that Austin stone. So there were different things like Willow Bend is more, what's the Cranbrook, kind of more, a little more prairie design. So there were things that we would do with the building, with the merchandise, and definitely the art that would harken back to the community we were coming in, and we would welcome the community in. We didn't come in expecting the community, like I was saying earlier, to roll out the red carpet. No, we were very humble about it, and that people appreciated that, I think, you know, the way that Neiman's would come into a market. Unlike when Bloomingdale's came into Dallas, I remember at Valley View Mall. You're too young, you don't remember. They came in with this attitude like, we're here, you know, in Barney's. Look, Barney's failed three times in Dallas because they came in with this attitude like, well, we might let you in our store if we think you're a size zero and like black. You know what I mean? And you can't do that. You can't come in with this, you know, you're the new kid on the block. You know, I don't care what your name is. So Neiman's always approached their openings in a very different way, respectful way, shall I say, to the communities. And the communities were eager to have us, trust me. I mean, they wanted, because again, Neiman's was a badge of honor. You know what I mean? And if your community had a Neiman's, that meant your community had reached a certain stature, to be quite honest. Now, granted, there had to be a certain wealth in the community for Neiman's to come in. So, you know, those studies were very important. And I remember over the years, my boss, who was the real estate guy, you know, he would always tell me what we were looking at years and years and years down the road. And he'd say, now, you know, Tampa's not there yet, but in about 10 years, Tampa's going to be to the point that we can open a Neiman's. And the next thing I know, okay, now we're opening a store in Tampa, you know, kind of a thing. But you had to watch these communities, and they would watch them very closely, and they would watch them mature, And like Austin, look at Austin. What happened with Austin in the last 10 years? Are you kidding me? I mean, it's like kaboom, right? And then San Antonio, same thing. So you watch these in Short Hills and Paramus and all those communities, they mature to the point that they can actually support anemones then.